It's kind of a red flag to be engaged to a man who is missing his ex-wife. That's not a good thing, I feel like. What up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. Hey, y'all, how you doing? So anyways, y'all ready to get your black on? Because, you know, it's for some black history awesomeness. Let me just say that. By the way, okay, back in 2018, I did an episode about Black History Month history. And so if you haven't heard that, make sure you go ahead and check that out and learn something you may have not already known. I might actually teach you a little some. All right, so let's go get our black on, y'all. So today I've got a mini-sode for you guys. I also have some awesome news that I want to share with you. I got a lot going on for a mini-sode. This is crazy. So some of the good news is I'm going to be collabing with the Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast soon. I'm super excited about that, to be able to record with them again. It's always fun. So that's going to be great. And also, in other news, I'm going to be interviewing an amazing artist coming up real soon as well, who will be guest hosting an episode of the show with me. So I'll tell you what, I'll give you a hint. I spoke about her recently. Okay, she may have sent me a CD recently. And if you're a toddler and you don't know what a CD is, Google it. You darn kids and your streaming services. All right. So check it. I literally just got back from the dentist not too long ago. Shout out to McCullough Family Dental. What's going on? How you doing? When I was there, I was sitting there. And you know when the dentist or the hygienist, they're like in your mouth and they're giving you a cleaning and, you know, they're all in your face and shit. And you're just laying there vulnerable with your mouth open, and they got their mask and their medical gear and all that shit. And you don't know where to look. Like, that's the only thing I am thinking about. Where do I look while they are this close to my fucking face? You know, like, I can't look them in the eye. That's too intimate. That's weird, right? Like, I can't just lock eyes with, that's weird. Cause then it feels like we're doing some oral shit. I mean, we are, but you know, what's wrong with me? But like, now I count myself counting the holes in the ceiling tile and, you know, like looking at like, oh, look at that. That looks new. Do they paint in here? Like, I'm just, I'm trying to look everywhere but her face, like in her eyes. Cause I feel like she'll think, why is she looking at me? I'm just trying to clean the teeth. I don't understand. This is weird. Why are we making eye contact right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be. It's already weird. I don't want to help it be weirder by staring my dentist or my hygienist directly in the eye. You know, while they have a sharp object, like they have things and tools in my mouth. I feel like if I give them too much eye contact, that's like a challenge for a fight. And that's not the time. That's not the time or place to challenge somebody. The fuck? But, oh my gosh, shout out to McCullough Family Dentist. You know, I tell you what, they are awesome. And I still got my teeth, so they're doing something right. You know what I mean? Today, I'm going to tell you guys about a man many of you haven't heard of, a former slave who actually played a huge part in Jack Daniel's existing. Yeah, I'm talking about the whiskey. Mm-hmm. Ever heard of it? And also, have you ever been assaulted with jerky meat? Yeah, jerky meat. Have you ever been assaulted with that? I know someone who has. That and more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, y'all. It is time to get silly. Don't forget, pictures can be found on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO. SILLY. Oh, is that the police again? I swear to God, I have these neighbors who always have police being, yep, the police are back. God damn it. This is like I lost count. Oh my God. This is like literally maybe like the sixth or seventh time the police have been over there in like the past, 4 days? It's getting ridiculous. Gee whiz. fucking up my podcast and shit. All right, let me get back to it, y'all. I'm sorry. Listen, I record this podcast from my bedroom. Sometimes shit's going to happen. There have been many times I've been recording in here and I farted and you guys had no idea. It's a good thing my microphone is pointed at my face. So before we get to the silly, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening on, and hook up your Audible Boo thing, that's me, with the opportunity to earn more listeners. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download episodes so you can get pro silly with me without needing data or Wi-Fi. That's fire. Okay, yes. Now listen, I don't know about you guys, but I love whiskey. It's awesome. So what if I told you a former slave is the reason an extremely well-known brand nationwide probably wouldn't exist without his help? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So it's Black History Month, as we all know, whiskey. It has been around forever. It has been a part of many lives for decades, centuries even. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is definitely my adult beverage of choice. One of them. I got like a few. But whiskey is definitely on the top three list. You feel me? But I've got some amazing information to share with you guys. I'm going to share with you guys a little Black history about a man who is actually responsible for Jack Daniels even existing as a whiskey. Oh, we gonna get into it. We are going to take an audible trip to Lynchburg, Tennessee. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not too fond of the name currently. The thing is, what I'm about to share with you is information that could have been lost if it wasn't for the stories that we hear from people's families and the stories that we tell to keep things alive. That's what Black folk do. You know what I mean? We keep our history alive. So the man that is responsible for Jack Daniels pretty much being one of the most popular whiskeys in the world is because of a Black man, a former slave. Let's talk about an amazing Black man that many of you may have not heard of. Let's celebrate Black History Month with Uncle Nearest. So his given name is actually Nathan Green. When I tell you that this man changed the game when it comes to whiskey, what? Now, obviously everybody has heard of Jack Daniel's whiskey, especially if you are from the US. But did you know that Nathan Nearest Green, Nearest apparently might have been a nickname of his, but Nathan Nearest Green is actually the man who taught Daniels how to distill whiskey? It was jarring that arguably one of the most well-known brands in the world was created in part by a slave. This is actually a quote from Fawn Weaver, and she is actually the owner of Uncle Nearest. Backstory for her is she is an African-American author and real estate investor. Now she owns the longest ignored Black whiskey. Fawn has done pretty much everything she can to keep Nathan Green's legacy alive. I mean, as we all know, there are lots of amazing Black humans in history whose accomplishments were ignored and not shared, and who had great ideas that were stolen. But now, even the Jack Daniels company has decided to acknowledge that Uncle Nearest, you know, Nathan Green, is actually a part of Jack Daniels history. They even have a little spread for him on their website, which I have to say is super awesome, because a lot of it has to do with Fawn Weaver and all of her hard work and trying to keep this story alive. There are so many people who had no idea that Uncle Nearest even existed. She helped make sure that his story was told. So she rents a house in downtown Lynchburg, Tennessee, and she stays there for a few months and does over 2,500 hours of research, searching through archives and all kinds of things. And she ended up coming across the fifth generation descendants of Nathan Green's family. Fawn learned that Nathan Green not only taught Daniels how to distill the whiskey, but he used to work for him back in 1881. And then Fawn Weaver, the now owner of this company, ended up purchasing the very farm that Daniels and Nathan begun distilling the whiskey. How awesome is that? She then introduced us to the Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey brand. It is the first spirit to be named after an African American. Guys, we are about to taste history. Okay, that's a little dramatic, but we are about to taste history, and I'm really excited about this one. So the bottle of whiskey we're going to be trying today is the Uncle Nearest 1856. It actually goes through the same maple charcoal filtering that Nathan taught Daniel on how to make whiskey, and this process was called the Lincoln County process. And here's another awesome tidbit. They kept it in the family. The batches are actually crafted by Victoria Edie Butler. She's the fifth generation of Nathan Green's descendants. How awesome is that? She is also the whiskey world's first African-American master blender. So yeah, y'all, we up in here, y'all. It's Black History Month, y'all. Next up, is emotionally cheating a thing? Let's get into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Yes. Yes, emotionally cheating is a thing. That was actually easier than I thought. I was on Reddit and I came across this post that I thought was interesting to say the least. And it may even strike some conversation for you and your friends. So the title of the post that I came across on Reddit is "My Fiance Emotionally Cheated. We're About to Get Married. What Would You Do?" So the female in this relationship is 31, and the male in this relationship is 36. So we're in our 30s, we're adults, okay? First and foremost. Now, I'm sure that many of you have probably experienced some form of emotional cheating. And if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much doing something. Let's say that you are sharing intimate details about your life with your ex-girlfriend or with another woman, but you're not sharing those details with your boo. You know, that can be emotionally cheating, depending on someone else, emotionally instead of your actual spouse. That can be a form of emotional cheating. See, we learn something new every day. I'm going to read this, but let it be known that I am painfully single. And it's been about a century since I had some love in my life, my God. But as a human, I know when I see a fucked up ass relationship. And I feel like this might be one of them. So let's go ahead and get into it. So this came from the relationship advice page on Reddit. This is me reading what she wrote about her and her fiance. "Wondering if I should cut my losses or stick this out after fiance emotionally cheated. Getting married in a few months, found out yesterday that my fiance was sending lovesick messages to his ex-wife. You're the one who got away. Do you ever think we could work out, etc. A few days before, he bought my engagement ring, and a few weeks before, he proposed to me." What? Okay, so pretty much they're about to get married, okay? This motherfucker is sending lovesick messages to his ex-wife just a few days before he bought her an engagement ring, and then a few weeks before he proposed to her? Yo, okay, red flag number 37. She goes on to say, "One thing that hurt me is that he sent her a picture of us getting engaged and compared my looks to her looks. She looks just like you." Wait a minute. That is insane. So I'm wondering, is he dating this woman or is he engaged to this woman because this new woman, the person who wrote this post, looks or reminds him of his ex? That is some oh my God. So was she like going through his phone? Like how did, okay, you know, let me finish this up. I'm sorry. So it goes on to say, "Their marriage was just so she could get a green card. They divorced a year later and then I met him. Since then, he has been a loving and supportive partner." What, bitch? How? What are you talking about? Okay, "but he got defensive when I brought this up and he tried to play it off that he didn't know it was emotional cheating. He didn't know why he did it. He doesn't love himself enough. He's scared to lose me, etc." Wow, this guy is the king of gaslighting. Jesus Christ. She goes on to say, "he deleted his ex from his phone and said he wouldn't talk to her anymore. Another issue, he's about to get demoted, transferred due to layoffs, and he asked if he can live with me because he would have to commute 2+ hours a day otherwise. My place is near his new role. He lives with his parents in the country. At the time, I said yes. Didn't know about the emotional cheating. But now, I'm reconsidering. What else can I do? I want to rebuild trust, but I'm furious at him. What would you do? Listen. You know what? I am hoping that this is one of those moments where the woman who wrote this Reddit post, as she was writing it and reading it, she realized, I feel like I just answered my own fucking question and get their opinions too. There's no way she didn't read this and be like, oh, this is normal. This is the way love is supposed to be. What? Okay, hun, if this were a ditch or date situation, I would say ditch and do this shit quick. Okay, I say cut your losses because he knows exactly what he's doing. He's gaslighting you and he clearly does not respect this woman enough to be honest with her. He doesn't really seem to love her. I think she's a placeholder for the one that he really wanted, the one that got away. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I didn't know that telling another woman that she's the one that got away while I'm engaged to you was a bad thing. Get the fuck out of here. There's no fucking way. You know, look, I'm not laughing at her. It's just, this is ridiculous. I'm laughing at the crazy. You know what I'm saying? Look, I've never been engaged, okay? But I know people who have, and I can tell you right now that's pretty much like the honeymoon stage. Like, you can't get enough of each other. The idea of being married is so sexy and new. Oh, my husband. Oh, my wife. Oh. You know, that's how they act. The future is open and the love is thick. The love is thick. I stole that from Kristen Kleinstrand from The Bird Show. I love the way she says thick. Thick. The love is thick, okay? So it's kind of a red flag to be engaged to a man who is missing his ex-wife. That's not a good thing, I feel like. Then he compared your engagement photos to her. That is some weird shit. Who takes a photo of their previous engagement and sends it to their ex-wife and says, oh, that looks like us when we got engaged. What? I cannot find words. My God. I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds like he married his ex because he loved her and she married him for a green card. And I guarantee she is super hot. Super hot, man. Super hot. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he asked to move in with you just to get out of his parents' house. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty shady character. I'm just going to go ahead and assume he would do something like that too. This guy is throwing out enough red flags to cover a soccer field. I can't imagine dating this man, let alone marrying him. That is such a waste of your time, and time is something you cannot get back. Trust me, I know. Now, I say move on and find a man that loves you and shows you that he's excited to build a life with you and not reminisce how great it was to be married to someone else. Now, that is just my opinion. Okay, you guys can tell me what you think on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Next up, I just got to move on from this. Good luck, sweetheart. I don't know if she's reading or I don't know if she'll ever hear this, but I hope you do. And I hope that this tough love wakes you up. You deserve better. You fucking matter. And you deserve to be happy first and foremost. First and foremost. I do feel like you can do better than the man that's pining after somebody else. We all fucking can. Next up, who knew you could use a Slim Jim to assault people? Huh, let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. In my youth, Slim Jims were amazing as fuck. I enjoyed Twinkies, Ho-Hos, all kinds of shit that I don't really like that much now, but I tell you what, I still will fuck up a honey bun. It has to be Hostess. Okay. I will fuck that shit up. Anyways, that got aggressive. Sorry about it. But there's something about a dehydrated meat stick that spoke to people. People like a Slim Jim, don't they? Now, I can't eat those sodium bombs anymore, but as I was scrolling through the smokinggun.com, I did come across a post that was titled "Female Shoplifter Battered Store Clerk with Pair of Slim Jims." Now, pair, that means more, that's like two, right? This is serious. Hitting people in the face with two meat sticks. Uh-oh. So we are going to take a trip to, well, you guessed it, Florida. We're going to visit Florida. Yeah, that's where we're going to go, Florida. And see, I feel like I've heard that somewhere, but I don't remember where. But yeah, we're going to see what's going on with this Slim Jim situation. So let's do another cold read with the smokinggun.com. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pull it up right here. So it says here, Florida woman battered a convenience store clerk with a pair of Slim Jim beef sticks after being accused of shoplifting, police say. Cops allege that Casey, that's a last name, Brazil. Casey B., who's 40, was confronted Monday afternoon by the female victim at the exit doors to the store, which is adjacent to the Citgo gas station. So Casey pushed the victim to get past and then struck the 34-year-old clerk with two Slim Jim beef sticks she was stealing. Wow. So you gonna steal some Slim Jims. The clerk is going to stop you, and you slap that bitch with the same meat sticks you're stealing? Yo, what? And also, why is the clerk trying to stop this bitch from stealing Slim Jims? Just go. Like, it's not worth it. What? Yo, that shit just got lost in inventory. That's what I would have said. You're like, leave this, what? Anyways, it goes on to say here, the clerk was not injured in the Slim Jim attack. Well, I should hope not. If you really fuck somebody up with a Slim Jim, you brought that Slim Jim stick from Alabama and brought it right across their face. What? Thank goodness. And the police did not seize the beef sticks as evidence. Well, they probably should have. That is evidence. Technically, it was the assault weapon, but what the fuck do I know? All right, so Casey is reportedly admitted to the battery after being read her rights. So charged with battery, theft, and resisting a merchant, Casey is being held in the county jail in lieu of $2,650 on bond. So Casey, who is alternately described as a transient and a St. Petersburg resident in court records, has a lengthy rap sheet that includes several state prison stays and convictions for cocaine possession, burglary, trafficking and stolen property, and theft. Yo, Casey has been through it. I feel like if somebody is stealing some Slim Jims, bro, they really need those Slim Jims, man. First of all, Slim Jims are not expensive, and they're also disgusting. So if someone is stealing that, they need that Slim. Let them have it. Let them have it. You know what? Yo, that clerk deserved it. Playing devil's advocate. That clerk had it coming. But yeah, I'm looking at Casey's mugshot, and she has been through it. It is not her fault. She is a product of the state of Florida. And then, let me stop. All my Florida listeners are going to come after me and assault me with like beef jerky and shit. Let me stop. I hate my life right now. I really do. Next up, if you were given $1,600 and a brand new car for your 16th birthday, would you throw a fit or would you be grateful? Let's talk about an entitled-ass teenager who doesn't know how good she actually has it. Just thinking about this little bitch gets in my... I mean, I guess I can't call her a bitch because he's a child. These teenagers are assholes. Fuck them. Oh, shit. This one right here, I'm not going to lie, pissed me off a little bit. So I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across a video of a woman giving her daughter a brand new Tesla and $1,600 cash, okay, for her sweet 16. The way she responded, it pissed me off, okay? It pissed me off. And you know what? I'm just gonna play the audio clip, okay? And if you want to see this selfish ass child, okay, The video isn't hard to find because she went viral. Let me play the audio clip so you can join me in my, you know, that's what I'm feeling. All right, here we go.
Okay, take your mask off. Surprise! This is your car, girl.
I didn't want to Tesla. I don't like electric cars.
Wait, what?
For Mercedes-Benz, I don't like Tesla.
You said you liked the electric cars.
I said I like Tesla. I said a Mercedes-Benz. I don't like Tesla.
Well, you gotta like, this is better than a Mercedes-Benz.
This is not. I don't want no car that, if I gotta, charge it for it to work. I didn't want that.
Girl, you need to be grateful that you got a damn car.
I could have just been walking it. I would rather walk it.
Then you get the car.
Why? You should be happy.
Be grateful.
You can put the keys back in your purse.
Oh, and I will. And don't ask me for nothing else. Oh, you're going to be happy with that money.
How much is
it? Girl, open it up and stop being ungrateful, because now you're starting to be ungrateful when you ain't got to worry about me ever again.
I said I wanted a Tesla. I already told you I wanted a pink Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, well, I couldn't get the Mercedes-Benz, so you got that.
This is all you gave me for my sweet 16 and my golden...
Girl, do you know how much money that is? That's $1,600 for 16.
That's it for my sweet 16 and my golden birthday?
Well, what did you want?
And then you gave me the truck
This is the car. It's not the truck. This is the car one. You guys, look.
You can have all your gifts back, because why would you do this? This is my sweet 16 and my golden birthday, and you gave me a car I didn't even want, and then you gave me little money.
You was being really, really ungrateful.
You can give this to your mom.
This is ridiculous. Deja, get back over here, and I'm not playing. So you really don't want this Tesla?
I don't like that. Electric cars. I don't want to have to charge my car to get on it. You could have kept your gifts
okay,
and all that.
I'll take it back. Why give it to somebody that wants it?
Like, I did not ask for it.
Is you serious?
Worst birthday ever. Like,
how was this your worst birthday?
Because I didn't ask for
it. Did she just? You guys, I am so sorry. And honestly, I'm embarrassed. I actually thought she would be happy. She did say she wanted a Mercedes-Benz, but I couldn't get her a pink one. So she always be like, oh, Teslas are nice. So I got her a Tesla. Okay. Well, you guys, sorry about this. I really thought my daughter would be excited about her new car, but I guess not. So.
Okay. First of all, what the fuck? Another question I have is, why the fuck would you record this? I mean, once she behaved like an entitled clown, put the phone down. Now it's time to do some parenting. Then you posted it online. So now the whole world is judging your kid and your parenting. Because both, now, let me tell you right now, the comments and these videos that I've come across ate them both the fuck up. I mean, had these two for dinner. Okay, now I'm not a parent. I honestly feel like I shouldn't be saying shit. But the way that the pure disrespect that this child had for her mother and how she spoke to her after she was given a brand new car and $1,600 fucking, and she described $1,600 as little money. Get the fuck out of here. Like, that is crazy. All right, and there's an update, you know, in the video. So if you guys want to check that out. The woman's TikTok is at, I guess, Nishi's Life 2340. I'll spell it Nishies. Then the word life 2340 is really, she's not hard to find on TikTok at all. She got a whole video too. There's a video of her taking her to actually get her the fucking car that she wanted, which I thought was just fucking crazy. Apparently they probably turned in the Tesla. I didn't even watch it. I was so fucking mad. Took it to the car, you know, then went to the Mercedes-Benz dealership, pretty much was going to get one. She's like,
well, I don't want a 2022. I want a 2023. That's what I want. Why I can't get a 2023? You got a nice car. Why can't I have a nice car?
She's like, I work for my nice car. I don't even have a 2023. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God, y'all, let me know how y'all feel about this crazy little okay, on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I mean, how would you handle this if this were your child? I don't know you personally, whoever you are listening to this episode right now, but something tells me you would never allow your child to talk to you like that, especially after you bought them a brand new car and gave them $1,600 in cash. Do you have any idea what people get for, like if you get a party on your birthday? Some folks, man, they don't get a car, and if they get one, it's used. You know what I'm saying? It's a hand-me-down from the granddaddy or something. Like that is, what? Upset. Upset. All I can hope, all I can really hope at this point is I really, really hope that all this is an act. I hope it's all an act. I really do. Because I will say this, whoever ends up dating this young lady who's going to grow up to be a woman in the world around us, yeah, whoever's going to end up dating, they need to run. They need to do their due diligence. And I hope they come across this video before they decide to marry her, because this toxic child is going to grow up to be a toxic adult. And I hope to God that it stops at her, because I'm going to need to get her tubes tied. She's going to have to get them tubes tied, because I don't want another one of those running around ruining lives. I can't. I cannot. Honestly, when I say go to Nishi's life, 2340, I say go to that TikTok and watch like her last like four or five videos, and you will see like what? Oh, the disrespect is so real. Good Lord. Please let this family just be playing for likes and views. Let them be playing. I never thought I'd say that shit, but I hope all of this is an act just for attention. Please don't let somebody like this be real. Oh. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I came across a new podcast that I want to share with you guys, the Sis Let Me Tell You podcast. And if you like gossip, helpful advice, and a good time, this is the podcast for you. Jazz and Jess are my twin cousins, but listen, y'all know I don't promote anything I don't enjoy. And when I tell you I have other people that I personally know in my life that have projects that y'all haven't heard of, well, there's a reason for that. So shout out to Jazz and Jess for jumping headfirst into this podcasting world. It's a lot of fun, a lot of work, and I think you guys are kicking some ass.
Hey there, it's Jess.
And Jazz.
We're twins, and we host Sis Let Me Tell You podcast.
We talk about celebrity gossip, personal stories, and addictive alternating segments every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on all streaming platforms.
We have a good-ass time. We really do.
We'll catch y'all on Tuesday.
See ya!
Yo, I swear this was supposed to be a mini-sode and then shit got out of hand. But you know what? That's fine. All right, so if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's pretty please raise your children right so that when they enter the real world as adults, I don't have to deal with their bullshit. Please and thank you. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Guys, I'm going straight to hell. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using so that you will be notified when a new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review of this podcast on whichever platform that you're using to listen. And I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. It is way more helpful than you think when you leave a 5-star and written review for your favorite podcasters. It really is helpful, so make sure you guys are doing that. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly. And don't forget that you can binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Because, honey, child, I've been here since 2018, and the silly has been flowing for quite some time. Yes. Also, do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend. Don't hog all the silly to yourself. Don't be selfish. So also check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. Now, if you have any drama or any stories or you want some advice or you have experiences you want to share, maybe you found something inside your wall when you're renovating that was weird. Maybe you're like me and my cousin Chris who accidentally, we may or may have not found a human arm in our neighborhood. We don't know. We just saw a skeleton arm. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Okay, so Chris thinks he found a bone. It's too clean, man. I don't want to. What if it's a bone? That's too clean, man. No, I don't think that's a bone. Bro, go look at it. It's not a bone. I know that's a waffle cup, but that's not a bone. Bro, I'm not going over there. What if it's evidence? I don't want my body parts and DNA over there. Do we call somebody? What if it's not and we embarrass ourselves? Where are you going? We need to figure out what we're doing.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Should we tell Dad? Dad will know what to do. What the fuck?
Yo, but really, oh God.
Okay, so this is a different angle. It looked like an arm now. But it's too clean.
Whatever it is. You see it?
Oh, like it's bald in the face. I think that might be an animal. I don't know. I don't know. But maybe you have a story similar to that that you would like to share. It might have been a deer leg. I think it might have been like a deer leg. I don't know. Okay. So if anything like that and you want, maybe you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Send those in. You can also leave me a message or text on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, please be sure to let me know when you contact me. Now, if you aren't aware and you listen to this podcast on Spotify or Anchor, there is a Q&A section where you can share your opinion on the episode or whatever the question that is posted there. This week's question is going to be, how would you handle a teenager who disrespected you after you gave them a brand new car and $1,600? I ain't gonna lie, I really can't wait to see what Mara has to say about this. Mara, homegirl, you got a homework assignment. How would you handle this shit? I can't wait to read what she says. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information like my social media. I've included my link tree as well, and that has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. TikTok, Twitter, my YouTube channels, plural, Instagram, and more. It's all in one spot. Speaking of YouTube channels, my second channel, Paranormal Blacktivity, that's the channel where I put my black card on the line, and I go to haunted locations to see if I can communicate with the dead. And I gotta tell you, I've had a lot of crazy experiences. And my cousin Chris and I, y'all know him as Mello, we actually did a paranormal investigation not too long ago. So once I figure out this crazy schedule, how I'm going to edit this, we're going to get this going because we're going to have another Paranormal Blacktivity video coming extremely soon. My plan is to have it up before the end of the month. So stay tuned here, my Instagram, all of that good stuff. That'll let you know when it's going to drop. For those of you interested in writing or sending stuff, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. And you can literally send me anything you want, and I will open them on my first YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly channel. So go ahead and check me out over there. Because that channel, when I was telling you guys about the Uncle Nearest Whiskey, yo, we did, and I'll try that video. We discussed everything you heard. We discussed the history of the whiskey, but we also got to try it. So if you were interested in checking that out and seeing how me and my family feel about the whiskey itself, go ahead and watch the video. I just posted it this past Wednesday, so it was brand new and ready for your eyeballs. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Ah, I got too sexy. I'm sorry. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. I'm going to leave you guys with this. Someone out there vividly remembers something you said, which you have completely forgotten. Yeah, shit make you think, don't it? Yo, it's silly out here, y'all.